This episode of iRescue Radio is brought to you.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
It was a disaster, Faye!
No, it wasn't. You were wonderful,
you
sweetie.
You're fine, Dad.
Yeah.
Is this some radical new therapy?
You see?
Can you try again?
This episode of iRescue Radio is brought to you by ProCPR.org. Online CPR training, when you want it, where you want it.
And welcome back to iRescue Radio. I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I'm Dan.
And we're back.
We are back.
Wow.
It feels great.
It does feel good. And we've got some funny stories as to why we're back.
Yeah.
We found a fan.
We found a fan.
Finally.
And it's when you don't look for them, you find them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we searched the world over to find a reason.
And
thought we found true love.
And
you were there. And you were gone.
Thank you, hee-haw.
Yeah. All the youngsters out there under 30 are going, me what?
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter if they get it or not.
They That's don't right. even know what Count Chocula cereal is.
Nope.
Come on.
You're kidding
you know,
me. There was a retro box at the grocery store the other day of Count Chocula from the 70s.
Did you really? Buy it?
I almost bought it.
I should have, and then framed it.
It
would have eaten all of it and then framed it and looked for the toy inside.
Oh, well, yeah.
So here's a little story. So...
Mm-hmm.
Jody, Dan, and I, we went on a little voyage. We needed a sabbatical, so we went out, and we set sail.
And we found ourselves?
Well, I forgot to fill the gas tank, so...
Let's just, and I forgot to put the plug in the boat.
So let's just say we floated a while, and then we bailed a while.
And we've been swimming, and we're really tired.
That's right. But I'll tell you, after we had done that sometime, it was good soul-searching.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan comes in one morning... and tells us a story. Dan?
Let's hear it.
I am innocently eating my lunch at a table with two young men. One of them is my son.
Mm-hmm.
And another one, and this show is dedicated to him, Ryan. Was
Ryan.
Sitting there. Ryan, I'm sorry I don't know your age, but you're a handsome young man, going to be a great man.
Great leader one day.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So he's probably, I'd say, 10, 11, 12 years old, right? And he's sitting there, I'm half listening, and he's talking to my son, Evan, and probably talking to me, and I'm being disrespectful.
Oh.
And, you know, my mind's on other things, and I
like
hear
food.
Him. Tur- well, well if you saw this Polish feast in front of me with sauerkraut.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and real horseradish.
Oh, well, that explains
today. I digress.
Today.
Okay. So.
You was gone.
Exactly.
And... he's talking about this radio show he listens to.
Okay.
And he has it downloaded to his iPod, and he listens to it in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And he is just really trying to generate interest in this, speaking from his heart, talking about three very funny guys. And he proceeds to mention Roy, Jody, and Dan.
You're out of your mind.
And my senses peak.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And he is utterly unaware that it's me. And you.
Yeah,
that is so and funny. You over there.
Yeah, me.
And it was hilarious. This young man knows all our episodes.
Oh, amazing.
His brother, who shares the same bedroom with
him,
knows all the episodes amazing. Because Ryan's faithful listener.
Oh, my lands.
And knows it, the funniest details, loves our hot topics and various things like that. It inspired us.
Yes.
To reform like the Beatles.
Brought a tear to my eye.
I was moved.
He knows about my popcorn problems.
And I even asked him if he wanted my autograph, and he was not quick to respond. I said, well, have you seen the ones we've done with cameras on us? And he had not, fortunately for
him. Fortunately, yes.
Yeah. Let the caricatures speak for themselves.
That's right. It's probably better that way.
I remember the first time I've seen some radio talk show people. I thought, it really ruined it.
I've always said I have a good face for radio.
And I'm not sure he'll listen ever again now that he knows
right.
it's... Well, I proceeded to inform him that one of those guys was me. And he was in disbelief. Until he proceeded to get very excited about this and said, it's all making sense now. I can hear it in your voice. And he ran over to his mother like she didn't know.
Word.
That is too funny,
and said,
Dan.
Mom, That's one of the Roy, Jody, and Dan guys.
Oh, my word.
It was very cute. Amazing. And I was honored. Wow. And it inspired me that all 12 of you listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
About the size of my hometown. But
and it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality.
So, Ryan, thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
What you've put another
spark.
A spark. What really struck us is...
it impacts somebody.
It impacts somebody. And mm-hmm. I think the dynamic we have between us is pretty fun.
Yes. Sure. In our own minds. If
our coworkers probably get a little annoyed by it. But
it's okay.
We're here, baby.
Yeah. That's right.
We enjoy it.
And I'll tell you, the good news is for those of you that have been less than entertained in the past, we're pulling out all the stops.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you thought that there were times where you wanted to laugh out loud but shouldn't, don't worry. We found a way to do it for you. So we're not going to be bored anymore.
Lovely.
If you don't like it, we'll make up our own fans.
That's right.
You got it. That's the rule of thumb here.
Egos are peaking.
That's right. And it gets better.
Listen. Yeah, it does. We think, yeah, mm-hmm. that's good. They mm-hmm. like me.
And, you know, there is a chance in the future we could do live shows.
Mm-hmm.
So for all of you wise people out there, we have done, well, we did it in Starbucks right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And so someday you might not realize if it's real
or
if it's
Memorex.
Boy, this is like a retro show.
Yeah. I'm sure Ryan didn't pick up on that, but Memorex was a tape, audio tape company years ago.
Now, if we start talking about the happy days, I don't know. This show is really going backwards there.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
As I said before, sorry. Just going to let it play its way out.
40-somethings.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. It's good.
It's very good.
I'm getting more than 40 in a few, not too long.
You're catching up with me.
I'm almost
don't
as
worry.
Old as you.
I've been there.
Yeah.
It's not so bad.
Won't be long.
Yeah.
Only about 10 more days.
I've settled into my 41.
Yeah.
Very well.
10 more days. I'm there.
Over the hill and picking up speed.
Yep.
Feeling every minute of it. Feeling!
Oh, boy. Oh.
We're going to need to buffer that one.
Ooh.
Dan Hendricks' rendition of Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Lover boy.
Okay.
Sorry.
So.
Yeah. So.
He is 41.
There's no telling where the show may go this year. It could end. After today.
In flames.
Again.
Again.
But the point of the matter is, we wanted to kick it off right, because it is a new year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure, it's April.
Well, you know, it's new.
We know it's a new year because taxes are coming up.
Well, it's kind of like buying a used car. It's new to you.
Hey, listen.
Thank you.
We would like you to believe that we've been working on this since January 1.
Oh, just tremendously.
Just want. Would peaking you please up to believe this. It? Please.
Please.
Retooling. We've been retooling.
Well, and really, for those that really don't know how strong and large Jody is.
Yeah.
Jody, can you share with us how you worked the dent out of your hood on this new used car that you just got?
I don't think I've heard this.
Come on, Jody, share.
Listen, I've only got a few scratches.
You pounded a dent out of your car with your bare hand? I told you about the windscreen.
Sorry.
But you wouldn't listen.
No. Yes, I pounded the dent out of my car with my bare hand. I didn't really pound as much as pushed.
It's just steel.
Well,
this is not a cardboard box.
No. Well,
I can't crunch a can.
Let's just put it this way. We're thankful that Jody is...
our friend.
And
not our enemy.
And a nice guy.
Great guy.
Yeah.
If you ever need your hood pounded out.
If he ever gets a brain injury to the front of his head, run for the hills.
When he's got foam coming out like a little rabies action. Yeah,
yeah. It's all over.
Any little touch of Alzheimer's,
it's all done.
It's just run.
I don't volunteer to be his caregiver at the end of life.
For many reasons.
Yeah, well, I don't think we should go. I don't think we should go
there.
Who's this? Save some room for later.
If only we could share the story.
Okay.
So now that you know about Jody, you were saying, for so rudely interrupting.
I thought that you talked about someone going under a bus earlier.
Dare you. And this really goes out.
She quit listening a long time ago, so don't sweat it.
It's okay.
You know, That is extremely funny that you say that, because all of my family members are listening to this young man relate the stories of this podcast and it piqued their interest. And they're going, maybe we ought to listen.
They're going, hey, who was that again?
See, that's my dad?
We should just never tell anybody.
That's my husband?
A prophet is never welcome in their own hometown.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So go. Really, and I you should love, have just not told him. I love my children. I love my wife desperately. Mm-hmm.
This is always the disclaimer part. He always leads with, I just want you to know, I love them, but.
But, yeah.
this wonderful young listener we have is taking his flying lessons.
Wow.
He's actually been able to take a hold of the, I guess, plane wheel.
Yeah. I don't think I realized you could learn how to fly that early in life.
Yeah, he's out there, he and his brother, and they're doing... They're probably flying above my home, and I'm a little worried, but it's really good.
They're probably spraying crops and things.
When I can only envision this because it happened at church last night when it was extremely warm there, and I started to have that sound in my belly.
No.
It's a little warm. I'm feeling a little
queasy.
Queasy.
Oh, boy.
Wait, I didn't think that in your tummy meant
queasy. Well, that was the only sound I could think of.
I thought that was a bit further south down the GI track.
He was trying to make it polite, all right?
Thanks for taking that one south, Roy. And it's in the fall. Mm-hmm. We're down at college. Mm-hmm. It's one of the first dates we've had.
Okay, this is your wife and yourself.
Yep, my future wife and my college roommate and his future bride. And my roommate, Paul, was... part of the Flying Broncos, Western Michigan University, baby.
Yeah.
He's going for an aviation degree.
Okay.
Paul, if you're listening to this,
wow,
I love you, babe. Cool. This one goes out to you.
Out to you, baby.
And we promptly go up in a small little Cessna in September, October, lovely fall color tour. The four of us up in a plane, right?
Lots of color.
I was good. Mm-hmm. Paul was good.
Yeah.
Christine was good. Mm-hmm. My bride, Janet, was not doing well.
Uh-oh.
It's getting a little warm in the cockpit.
And
I hadn't noticed, and I had my new Bryan Adams stonewashed jean jacket that I just bought at the store.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. First time I'd worn it.
Oh,
darn
no.
Cool. I was, stonewashed, baby.
Uh-huh.
And we're descending from this lovely little afternoon in the air.
Uh-huh.
And I look over, and she's looking a little green in the gills.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
And our options
goodbye,
for opening
jacket.
Window. Well, yeah, my roommate at that time goes, "Oh, let me open the window."
Oh,
not an airplane.
We weren't. I mean, we were drifting down. We weren't doing 25 miles an hour. I mean, please,
wow.
You'd troll faster than a boat.
Thought it was like deep depressurizing the cabin.
No,
might have been better.
She's out of here. We'll suck her right out of the window. And it was too late.
Uh-oh.
She'd already done it.
And he was gone.
I said, Ethel,
don't look. And I promptly took off this jean jacket and created a form of a bag.
Oh, no.
That was not the part of the color tour that was wanted to see.
Well, it spoke volumes to her.
Oh, volumes.
Of what...
She spoke CCs
of what I would do for this woman. I would sacrifice my vanity in my brand new Bryan Adams stonewash jeans west jean jacket.
Hey, honey, look at it. Looks like a parachute. Nope. It's an emesis bag.
Oh!
It's a Bryan Adams stonewash jacket that's just been decimated.
Not consecrated.
Decimated.
Oh, my.
Oh. And desecrated.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, So that was the story, and she apologized, was mortified.
Yeah.
That she had made such an impression on people she really didn't know until later. So she knew I was in for the long haul if I survived that with her.
Yep.
So
long haul.
Thank you for that.
So the big question is, have you ever gone back up in a plane since?
I have. And I promptly sit in the row behind.
And if he sees lurching.
Wisdom at 23.
If he sees lurching, he goes, hey, can somebody help her up there?
You let that lady on here.
That's what he does now that he's married.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
man.
Like, it's like those E-Trade commercials. The kid in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Oh, anyway, so that was my anecdote.
Well, that's a nice one.
Yeah.
Well, this next segment, we're going to be talking about some wacky things, and some of the things that are catching aren't the flu. So I'm looking through the archives to try to find something that might bring a smile during the most pessimistic time in American society this year. Well, I mean, I got
tax time.
We got the tax time. We got the healthcare bill. We got tax time. We got, you know, war stuff going on.
Oh yeah.
So I think in 2000,
I like the healthcare bill.
In 2010, let's not go there. Let's not go there.
We don't want to make this a political show.
I'm not sure if I do. It'll take 4 years to realize it.
Oh, see, we just made it a political show.
I know. Moving right along.
Come on. You don't want to get going on it.
This is why we had it ended. Jody didn't like when we were going on it.
He doesn't like feistiness.
No.
It went, in fact, it went right down the toilet.
It did.
Got him kicked out of his church.
Well, no. Out of his community.
No, I don't know who you're hanging out with there, Joe, but they're heretics. And you're participating in that, and you're taking blood money.
Oh, boy.
Well, one thing that our listeners might not realize is that millions are suffering from a phenomenon called
toilet phobia.
Have you ever heard of such a thing? No, I'm serious.
Come on. Okay, are they scared of toilets? Are going to blow up on them or what?
So what is a phobia?
A fear.
Fear.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's I'll read it to you.
All right.
Toilet phobia must be regarded as an anxiety condition.
That's for sure.
Jody, isn't that funny?
I missed it. Oh, by the way, this isn't the piped in laughter.
No, that's no.
Oh, my. Oh, gotta get that on camera.
Can I continue?
That is a whole lot of man with tears coming down his eyes.
That's anxiety, all right. Oh, boy, here we go.
Somehow it became less funny when the laughter started. All right. So can I continue?
Yeah, please. No, please.
All right, thank you.
No, please.
If you can find it.
The condition is estimated to affect more than 4 million people.
Who measures this?
You got all these people with their notepads standing outside of those little porta-johns.
Are there sensors on this thing? Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
Measuring viewability?
Yeah, sir.
Sir.
Nelson ratings.
How did you feel when you walked in there?
I was very anxious.
Yeah.
I don't blame you, sir. I came around the corner.
I mean, who measures this? It has to be government money.
But I'm scared.
Well, at least it's only in Britain. But the problem remains secret due to the stigma attached to it. I'm going to go to Myers and watch people to see if they swerve as they go around the public restroom.
Oh no, honey, there's a toilet.
There's a public restroom.
My dog does this.
Your dog does this?
Yeah, as we're taking a walk, she will go around manhole covers. She refuses to get near them.
Well,
she goes out into the street at risk of life and limb.
Dan, I think you're bringing up something very interesting here. Pavlovic conditioning.
There you go.
What is it about the toilets that are causing these people to have a fear of them?
Does the article stay?
Well, let's keep reading.
All right, because I'm curious.
A new campaign launched by the NPS, which is the National Phobia Society.
The NPS, National Potty Society.
Oh. And if it was the National Plumber Society... We know there was some kind of scandal going.
Conspiracy.
Don't go in there.
Part of the National Snake Society.
Yeah, there ain't no telling what's in that toilet, boy.
NRRA. Yeah, National Radio Rooters. Gregory Rooters.
Re-rig that one, so get away.
It all started as a harmless joke with saran wrap.
We won't explain that.
Yeah, remember, guys.
No, that's a prank.
It's a prank. You've never
for
done
college,
that?
Not for 12-year-old boys.
Sorry, but it really is funny.
It is.
His mother's coming back for us.
Wow.
All right, are you ready to learn about this, gentlemen?
I'm learning.
This is serious.
Let the learning begin.
It's a serious nature of toilet phobia. And the NPS aims to raise the awareness, which manifests itself in behavior from a mild distaste for public... Why did they just say distaste?
This is kind of a foul...
A mild distaste for public loos to obsessions where sufferers refuse to leave their homes.
This article stinks.
I can't leave. I can't leave today, honey. Why? I might have to go.
Well, I will have you know. Okay. I will have you know.
You don't have to disclose that, this, Dan.
All of you folks.
He's long gone, so it's okay. Okay. One of our founding fathers had this disorder.
How did you know this?
I've been listening to hours on my iPod.
Have you checked the sources, though?
I don't stand around the outhouse waiting for...
Of which most of the listeners are wondering where we got this one.
Thestar.com. No, James Madison had dysentery.
Oh, dysentery.
Well,
that and cholera.
He refused to travel in many instances because he had what he called bilious situations.
Oh,
and he did not want to, on cold rides back from New York back to Virginia, where he was from, Montpelier. That didn't come out right. He didn't want to get in a carriage with other people because he would have to stop frequently, wander out to the woods.
Oh, no.
And he would be mortified.
Oh, boy.
And he suffered frequently from this.
Oh, that'd be awful. That's a little different, though, than just being afraid of a potty.
What?
That's a lot different than being afraid of a toilet.
All I can imagine is seeing him running through the woods.
It was anxiety.
Well, anxiety, it was more like a dysentery.
Well, whatever it was, he had... bad intestines.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how come I hear this song every time I think of him running? Stop the carriage!
1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little bean and we fought the bloody British down in mighty New Orleans. Boy.
That's what I see.
Stop the carriage, I'll be right back. And they fired once more, and the bridge got to go.
Run, old hare. If I was an old hare, I'd run, too.
Oh, boy.
Ironically,
yep.
Jackson and Madison were contemporaries.
And James how does Madison, that relate to this?
James Madison was the president during War of 1812, and who won their fame in the War of 1812? Andrew Jackson.
Dan, you
kicked
are...
the British butt after the peace treaty had already been signed.
Can you say that?
That's like... He is
well, unless you're afraid of toilets. Well, I'm just transitioning back to our
few comment. People will. Obviously, you feel free to talk about it, but few people will talk about having an anxiety disorder
because we're
in
laughing
the first place.
At them.
I got plenty of meds.
See, we're gonna get letters. Okay,
but for them to admit that they have a toilet-related phobia is rare because of the obvious embarrassment and humiliation of being laughed at. Like anybody would laugh at them.
You. Wonder what we've been doing.
We're not laughing at them. No. Okay,
it brings into question the validity of this topic. But yeah.
Well,
you know what I think the problem is. To bring it to a serious.
Oh, come
mode.
On! This is a April 1st hoax.
Is it what?
Because listen, because of the obvious embarrassment and humiliation of being laughed at or not being taken seriously, said Nikki Ledbetter, manager of the NPS.
National Potty Society.
But no matter how funny we might find it, it's certainly no laughing matter for almost 7% of the population who are reported to suffer from this condition. How about the fact that they just don't like the idea of sitting on the toilet? That's nasty.
What's the condition?
Why is that? You should have a fear.
How do they know this?
And you should have a fear about it anyway.
Now, wait a minute. What's the actual condition defined as? Or does the article not define
toilet phobia?
Well, yeah, we got that part. But
NPS,
what is it? Yes,
baby.
But are they trying to say specific signs and symptoms?
Oh, and you know how they treat it?
No.
Cognitive behavior therapy.
Sit. Sit. Sit.
Sit. Take I'm scared. Sit.
Take you to New York City to some of the porta potties. I can just see right now.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that one's a mess.
All right. You hear them cracking their knuckles. All right, boys. You see that lineup of outhouses out there? Get to it.
We're going
to
do it.
You see why I'm not a construction worker?
Yeah, we've heard of Z, you know, running Zs where you have to run from line to line to line. You can just see these people. In, set, up. Next. In, set, up. Next.
Kind of therapy.
It's
there.
The nastiest.
Coach, been through 40 porta potties already. I can't do another one.
Or they could go through hypnotherapy. You're sitting in the toilet now. Everything,
feeling very drowsy.
Everything is nice. It's all okay. It's okay.
You're very relaxed.
You're very relaxed.
The little seahorses floating along.
Right.
That's quite the therapy.
I feel really nice, dude.
I feel really relaxed.
You know what I really think it is?
Europe, Kip.
Europe. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I tell you what.
I'm going to call him right now and see if this is a real place. So let's
no.
The number you have dialed.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's a fascinating anecdote, Roy. Thank you for sharing that.
I think people are just disgusted by dirty restrooms.
Yeah, I think so, too.
No, hot topic.
Well, the problem is that this is the biggest problem. In closing, yes. Toilet phobia includes a fear of being unable to urinate or defecate. Not being near a toilet when outdoors and a fear of using public toilets.
Okay.
I understand the fear of using public toilets.
They make it sound like their own toilet in their home.
Yeah.
Right, it's not.
Now, I do have a young daughter
who's
afraid of flushing because it overflowed one time. And
well,
I may have lost my temper because she didn't tell me right away. And so.
Yeah.
So I will frequently, here's the trigger. I will walk by the bathroom. And there's a separate light over the toilet.
Yeah.
I know that one of my children has been there and is leaving evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go in, turn the light off, and flush. Automatic.
Oh.
So I'm Pavlovic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know that the middle fear that you mentioned is a true fear. I can understand that fear because, you know, I know people that have suffered from that fear being out in public and there's no restroom around. Uh-huh. Because what are they doing? Like, especially when they're in the city.
Well, people that have IBS or something like that. I mean, we're talking.
Well, when you're in the middle of a city, what are they always saying in all the stores? No public restroom.
Yeah.
Right.
So I can kind of understand that middle one.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of places you go and there's no
restroom. Well, especially if they have a debilitating gastrointestinal disorder.
Yeah.
Where it's spontaneous, you know, irritable bowel syndrome.
Or you could be Roy.
Crohn's disease.
Yeah. Here goes the bus again.
Speaking of buses, Mr. I want to make my vacation in plenty of time, so I'm going to drive a vehicle with a toilet in it so I don't have to stop. Mr. Economic. Mr. I got to meet a deadline.
That's right.
There's your bus, buddy.
I forgot about that. You put the porta potty in the back of the van there, didn't you?
Works very well.
Yeah.
That's why
he's window. Convicted. Look at him. He's sitting there. He's convicted.
He's all scared now.
I'm trying to think if this is a real phobia or not.
Is it a genuine
problem associated with a bowel problem?
No, I think it's
But 7% of the population.
4 million people.
That's
4 million people in the UK. Listen, here's where I think it comes from. Did you guys all go potty yet? You better go potty, because if I get on that road right there, I start driving down that road, you got to go potty, you won't get it.
Listen, I have never said that. That's a lot of insight right there, because all three of us sitting in this room right now,
I've done that before.
How many of our children have sat through an entire church service in utter pain because the thought of facing my wrath for not having taken care of this issue prior to the event.
Yeah, I don't take too kindly when I tell the kids to go potty and they don't, and then they tell me 5 minutes after we're sitting down someplace that I gotta go potty.
Yeah,
I don't like
it's
that.
Never in a convenient time.
No.
And I can remember fishing with my family.
Yeah.
And I honestly did not have to go.
Yeah.
Until I heard the lap, lap, lap of the water.
Yeah.
On the boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah.
But can you imagine? I mean, I can imagine now as a father.
Yeah.
You get everything in the fishing boat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything's all set.
I think that's where the anxiety comes from. Don't you think?
It's conditioned. Yeah. I don't think that it's just developed. It's you can't catch it.
It happens to me, though, too.
It does.
So you don't have to
I'm
admit
not,
this.
I'm not. I'm admitting it here you don't have in to, front of everyone.
You don't have to.
I am not afraid.
Must you?
But I'm not afraid.
Oh, I'm not afraid. Owning up to it.
Here comes the storm.
Oh boy. I'm not afraid of it, and I'm not
talking post Chinese body break for Jody.
I'm not scared, but I get
there's a storm coming, buddy.
But I tend to get really. It's a different kind of storm. Well, but I'm telling you,
the angels ain't bowling. I'll tell you that. Crack of thunder.
Oh man.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Okay. We're strike that one from there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, spare me. All right.
Oh, spare
well, this is fun.
Yeah.
Wonder if we'll do another one someday.
You don't have anything else?
Well, you know, that's pretty...
Do we have any medical news?
That was, I think that's probably more than most people can digest in one sitting.
Hey, Roy, listen. Yeah. I just hope that everything comes out like the end for a podcast, all right.
Well, after the paperwork's done.
I feel like the Muppet and Hecklers.
I know.
Oh, that was a good one.
Statler.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
This show is really in the sewer.
In the toilet?
Well,
it's going down the drain for sure.
Oh. Listen, I you know what? I'm going to have to take a break pretty soon because I'm really feeling flushed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There's a million more.
And
medium
to the
sketch.
The medium sketch?
Yeah, it wasn't rare, and it certainly wasn't well done.
That's us, right? That's us there.
Oh, boy.
That's beautiful.
Fun. This was fun.
It was a great deal of fun. It's great to be back. I think we need to do more of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Yep.
If we can find out what the trigger is for Jody so he doesn't get to be such a crank about it.
I know.
Well...
I think it's the pressure.
This was a fun show. We did a fun topic, and it was medical. It was fun, and it was enjoyable. I liked it.
There may be millions cured now in our listening.
But you know what though?
Yes. How about a vote?
Yes,
I don't want to hear
stories. Do you suffer from anxiety?
Yeah, I don't want to hear stories.
Or do you think that people suffer from anxiety?
Yeah,
when using a public restroom.
Well, see, public restroom is.
I suffer from anxiety. Yeah. Because it's dirty. It's nasty.
Yeah.
I don't feel like putting 50 tons of toilet paper down to try to...
my travels back and forth, taking my daughter to school. Yeah. I can share with you where I particularly prefer to stop.
That RV sounding good.
That porta potty's getting better and better all the time.
It ain't too expensive for 1 to 2 days.
You just put it on a trailer in the back of the van, you're good to go.
You got your coffee going full time. You can tow it in the toilet right back there.
Wouldn't that be funny? Put a porta potty. We have the Suburban. Put a porta potty on top of the Suburban for our trips. Now that would be funny.
About as tall as their van.
With a big outhouse. Yeah.
Big vent.
Daddy, I got to go. Well, let's stop the car. No, never mind. We got to keep moving. You just climb up there.
We got that circular stairway going to the roof.
He is creative, isn't he?
Oh, boy.
Well, from the studios of a revived iRescue Radio.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
It was fun. Yeah.
A lot of fun. I don't even want to go back to work.
Yeah, forget it.
All right. Golf. We've been talking about golf.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's beautiful.
It's going to be chilly today.
Mm-mm, 65.
It's right after the Masters.
I thought high 50s and low 60s.
No. Wow, low 60s.
Beautiful.
I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I'm Dan.
Till next time. Bye-bye.
If you have anything you would like to contribute to iRescue Radio, you can contact us toll-free at 866-661-5701 or visit our website at irescueradio.com. The commentaries in this podcast may not reflect the views of iRescue Radio or any of its sponsors or subsidiaries. iRescue Radio will not be held liable for any damages resulting from the advice given in this podcast.